lively, educational, and issues-driven radio show designed to tell another side of the story, to focus on and humanize crime victims, to enlighten and shine the spotlight on organizations and service providers, and to assist those who walk the path with us. This is Donna R. Gore, a.k.a. Lady Justice, your host, with my co-host, Delilah Jones, president of ImaginePublicity.com, welcoming you this evening and every Saturday evening for a wonderful show filled with education, enlightenment, and entertainment. And this evening we have a very special treat for you because we are kind of veering off the path of crime, taking a little breather, which is very nice because we like to do that occasionally. And I think this show would fit under the category of health and wellness. And when I meet people, when I see an organization that is very unique and cutting edge, and I want to tell the world, and I try in some way to make them part of my show, and this is how this evolved. And before we tell you all about it, let me bring in the diva of social media from Myrtle Beach, Delilah Jones. Good evening, Delilah. What's new in your world tonight?
Hi, Donna. Thank you for the lovely introduction, diva. I don't know. It has diva has a lot of different connotations, but I'll take it.
I'll take it.
I'm really excited about this show. This is going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be, you know, very different than what we've been doing all along. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun to learn about everything that our guests have to offer and how it can really transform your life. And I think, you know, there again, a lot of crime victims get stuck. And this is something to do for yourself. They need to learn how to do for themselves. And so many, like you, Donna, are so very giving. And you finally get to a point where you've given it all away and you have nothing left for yourself. So I'm really anxious to learn and see about all of the different ways that that anyone can be helped just by a little pampering.
Yes. In fact, it could go under the pampering category. We've had Diane Tomasetti on with a bed and breakfast and all of that. So, yeah, that is something. Tonight we have Christine and Dan Nacimiento, if I pronounced their last name correctly. I'm not Italian, but I'll try. They are the owners, the entrepreneurs, the small business entrepreneurs in Newington, Connecticut, of the Modern Edge Salon, and they are a couple both in business and in life, as far as I understand. I've just known them for several weeks, a few months, in fact, and it's been quite a good experience. So this evening, we are going to talk about health and wellness in terms of what a person can do to enhance their appearance when it comes to their hair and their skin and feeling good about themselves. So Chris and Dan, thank you so much for appearing on Shattered Lives with us. It's a pleasure to have you this evening.
It's our pleasure. Thank you so much.
Well, it is our pleasure because this is a real treat for us, you know. And why don't we start out? Why don't you give people a little bit of a background with regard to your life, your bio, and how you evolved to this point. And then we'll kind of take it from there and get into the organic aspect and all the other good things.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay. So tell us about
this is an industry that, you know, it started out with, it's been in my family for generations. It wasn't something initially that me personally considered as something I was going to be doing in my career, but fell in love with, absolutely being around it all the time. And having my brother, you know, my sister being a hairstylist, my uncles, my cousins, my, you know, meeting my wife in this industry, it's been an incredible journey. And the more we get involved with it, the more it just draws us in. This is truly a beautiful, beautiful art where you not only get to be able to have the chance, so you get to spend some one-on-one time with people, make them feel better about themselves. And, you know, it just progressively grew over the years. You know, from my family being involved with international competitions and, constant education, it just grew one after another to the point of where, you know, we had a desire and a vision of what we wanted to do. We wanted to, you know, get involved with the chemistry a little bit more and find out exactly what it's doing and why it's doing it. Grow a salon in just a comfortable community where, you know, we can do the best we can in this industry. You know, and I think in our industry it's very, very hard to find people that truly have a passion for it. You know, it's a far and few between. You know, I had the privilege of meeting my wife in cosmetology school, and you know, she's been my friend for years, and she's just, you know, both of us have grown so much together in business and in our personal life.
Well, wonderful. The field has really opened up so far. You know, you don't have one stylist doing the haircuts for little kids, and then you do the blue rinse on the little old ladies. Compared to, you know, what I see at your salon is so much broader than that, and that's really nice. Christine, tell us a little bit about your background prior to what you do now.
Like Dan said, I absolutely love hairdressing. My job isn't just a job. It's fun for me. I go to work every day. I get to talk to people, get involved in their lives, you know, really have the enjoyment of talking to people and having fun. And it makes me really realize how lucky I am to absolutely love what I do every day. Like Daniel said, I went to cosmetology school with him. I love almost every aspect of hair. I love doing updos and weddings, and you know, making people feel really good about themselves is most amazing about our job. And when people walk out with a smile on their face, it really puts a smile on our face to see that, you know, we just changed how they looked and how they feel. That's an accomplishment. And, you know, to bring beauty, health and beauty to people's lives is probably the most amazing thing that anyone can ask for. I mean, how do you not love that?
Right. And it does give you a lift. But I think there's so much more that goes into creating that kind of a business. And, again, always for yourself, because you're young entrepreneurs always trying to be on the cutting edge of what's going on. If you look at the photos that are on the video right now with the radio show or the post we've had, they're very, very unique. And I just can't imagine the hours of training that it took to develop those kinds of styles. So why don't you tell us, either of you, what makes you different from the hairstylist next door, or you know, the one down the road, or the one your mom goes to or your cousin goes to, first of all, and then we'll get into some of the organics and why you chose to do that.
Absolutely, Donna. You know, there's a million salons, especially in our area, there's a million salons out there. You can throw a dime and hit a salon. It really isn't hard. There's a big difference. Even though we're a smaller salon, we're turning into the big fish, you know, the big fish in the small pond situation. And I'm not boasting or bragging about it, but the key is me and Christine both, because we have a passion for this industry, we strive to excel in every aspect of it and truly understand it. So when it comes to the chemistry and when it comes to the geometry of what we're doing and, you know, the physics of it, truly to constantly be educated on that is something that's lacking in this industry. Like I said, there's a lot of salons and a lot of people, you know, not just in our industry, but you know, people that do shows like yours, or whether they're in manufacturing, or you know, they know how to do their job and they know what to do, but they don't know why they're doing it. They don't understand the process entirely. And I feel you know, people, either whether it be complacency or just laziness, or you know, I'm not sure what it is. They don't, you know, if you're going to be doing something the rest of your life, why not be the best at it? Why not
right.
love it? Why not, you know, it's just incredible to me that there's a lot of people in this industry that feel that way. So whether it comes to the stylist in our salon or, you know, me and Christine, you know, ourselves, we are constantly educating, constantly figuring out if something's going wrong, why is it happening? You know, there's always an answer. There's always something that could be better. This industry has changed so much. And we're trying to grow, you know, as small of a salon as we are, we're trying to grow as much as we can with that. You know, and I feel that the mentality locally around us You know, people aren't involved. They're doing the either the bare minimum or mediocre. That's not good enough. We have to push past that. We have to be doing things different. You know, we have to be trendsetters, not followers.
What are some of these services that you offer that people might not be aware of, or if they hadn't had the benefit of seeing some of the photos too, and you go, oh my goodness, that is like very striking. Tell us, you know, what some of the training is involved with that you constantly do, and the type of services you do other than quote unquote cutting, coloring hair. What's involved?
Well, actually, Donna, we have a color class that we're actually attending on this coming Monday. We're bringing the whole salon, which at that point we'll be able to go over the newest trends as far as techniques in coloring, new color formulas, and any new technology that came out that we can reiterate to our clients and be able to show them, you know, the newest stuff. So, you know, the classes consist of, you know, whether it's sitting in a classroom learning the chemistry of the technology of the hair color, or whether it's working on a mannequin and doing haircuts and learning not just the basics, but taking the basics and putting a spin on them, or, you know, learning to style hair differently, whether it's, you know, just your regular typical blow drying style, or it's a new style for an event. So we try to do a class, whether it's once a month or a couple every month, to make sure we understand the aspect of all aspects of the hair, the chemistry and the newer styles that come out, you know, whether it's on the red carpet or in Hollywood where a lot of those trends start. You know, we try to stay on that cutting edge of making sure we understand all the new stuff coming out. And anytime something gets brought over from Europe or something new and innovative, we try to jump on it to expand our horizons, to learn and kind of push ourselves to the next limit as far as the newer technology.
Right.
Well, Christine, for the purposes of educating our listeners, why don't you go into a little bit about the background? What does it take in education and continuing education in your field to get from point A to point B, you know, like Donna said earlier, from just a run-of-the-mill salon to something cutting edge and as modern as what you're offering?
Well, we try to take as many classes and diverse classes into many different aspects of hair. We take, classes on keratin treatments and coloring and hair cutting, extensions, trying to stay up to date with the most important things.
For instance, when it comes to color, when it comes to keratin treatments, when it comes to cutting, there's a very simple way to do each and every one of those techniques. But to go beyond that and to start figuring out what can make these processes better and what can make them last longer, what can make them shine more vibrant. For instance, when it comes to color, you know, you can educate as to how to do the process, but as to how to get a better result. When it comes to color, for instance, all color is a refraction of light. If we can understand how to create better surfaces so that it can reflect more light, you have a result of a better color. Yeah, you know, it's just understanding the chemistry this way and going a little bit more in depth, not just, you know, you apply the color and then we're going to get a red. You know, this is why we're going to get a red. We need to go beyond that. The same aspects, when it comes to keratin treatments. You were mentioning before about what are some of the different services. A lot of salons offer keratin treatments. The thing is, you know, there's a lot of companies whose names I won't mention right now are under huge lawsuits for the amount of formaldehyde that it contains in these products, you know, and it's dangerous.
For the people that really need hair color 101, what is the keratin treatment, and maybe also tell us what do you actually learn in when you go to cosmetology school? What is involved is there's certain number of clock hours you have to do and learn certain types of working with certain types of textures of hair and all of that. That in terms of the basic type of thing, and then like you say, you're going way beyond that. What's the basics for somebody that is really getting excited about what you're doing? Where's the starting point, Dan?
The best advice I can give for anybody that's even you know thinking about this industry, obviously they gotta love it. But if they're getting involved with this industry, find the best school you can. I'm not saying buy the highest ticket price, but go meet the owners. Look at what their desires are. Is it just to, you know, how many students they have, or you know, is the education really in depth? Are they bringing in outside artists, you know, from all over the country, you know, from different countries, from different parts of the world, to kind of educate these kids on some of the better techniques and the better styles that are out there, or is it they just teaching them the bare minimum? You know, look at the programs. There's a lot of fantastic programs all over the world that different schools use. And unfortunately, in today's day and age, a lot of these schools are just going for whatever's the cheapest. So, you know, that would be one of the things I would tell them just to look for. Just look for some of the basics as far as, you know, what the program, you know, how in-depth it is. Are they bringing outside education in? You know, school is going to give you the instruments on how to build a foundation and how to use the tools you have. What you decide to do with those tools is going to be if you want to further your education past this. So once you graduate and once you have your tool belt on, you got to surround yourself with individuals that have the same aspirations that you do. You know, educate yourself, you know, search for the classes, go online. You have access to this stuff just as much as anybody else does. And just find your passion, and that's where you're going to mm-hmm. better yourself. You know, surround yourself with people that are better than you.
Are there certain, for instance, in our state, are there certain schools that are renowned for what you do and they gravitate toward them, and you have to have, like, you know, a few hundred hours of hair cutting before you graduate? What are the basic requirements?
Well, for the state of Connecticut, you need 1,500 hours, school hours. The school has to be regulated by, each state has a regulation of how many hours to be able to go for your state board license. In that case, Connecticut's 1,500 hours, and the school Danielle and I attended was International Institute of Cosmetology in Wethersfield. Now they have a Plainville campus. We were able to learn some of the best of the best there with the owner of the school, who is also, you know, does a lot of these. He's actually a judge for the a lot of the hair competitions. So we were able to kind of get our hands into that concept of different, I'll say, different things than what someone would typically do behind the chair. So you got to learn different techniques than maybe other basic schools would teach, whether it was barbering, for example, where a lot of people have lost the typical art of barbering, and the old school stuff seems to be kind of fading away because of these basic schools. They just want to do the bare minimum, and, you know, when these kids get out of school, that's all they know, and they don't have that desire or passion to continue that.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's very important to want to go beyond that, and you've really created your own niche. How let's talk a bit about the chemistry and healthy hair and what that consists of, and then why you decided to go organic and why somebody like me came to you.
Well, Donna, the going green movement is definitely the right way to go. I mean, the more we can step outside of a lot of man-made items and some of the ingredients we have, we learned some hard lessons, through history and some of the stuff we use, and 5-10 years down the road, it turns out they weren't such good ideas. So the more we can, we can stop playing with that stuff and move more into, what nature's given us, the better off we'll be, especially when it came, to hair color and some of the ingredients that, our skin is the largest organ in our body. It drinks everything in. And, a lot of the hair color that people use, especially today and what has been in the past, was very high ammonia, very, very cheap products. They were manufactured at the very lowest bidder. You know, and just it was never a good result. You never got a great result with the colors, and it wasn't a good result with the way that people felt and, you know, when it came to their skin or their hair. You can tell. Moving into we use a company, Schwarzkopf Professional, which I've always been a huge advocate for. I'm big into a lot of European companies, which I hate to say that because I'm a huge American fan for any company around here, but it's a German company that they've been 100-plus years in the business. They've got the market cornered as far as technology is concerned. And, you know, when it comes to going green, they nailed it. They own 85% of anything with gold or red tones in it. They own the patents. They were the originators. You know, so I really feel comfortable with what they've been doing. You know, the primary ingredients that we're using on you guys is primarily fine-pressed beeswax and cold-pressed grapeseed oil. You know, so its only job is to nourish the scalp and penetrate the cuticle a little bit deeper so that you can get the best color possible. You know, it's fantastic. And going this way, it's really had a good response with the community. People have really taken to it. The way the hair feels is fantastic, and the way it looks is amazing.
Well, and are there any regulations to some of the chemicals and some of the ingredients that are used in hair color products or beauty products, makeup and things like that? For instance, you know, like the FDA does not approve of some certain supplements, but yet in Europe these supplements are approved and used all the time and with good results. What, in your industry, what sort of standard do you have to fall under, if any?
There is, believe it or not, there is standards, and you know, it's kind of on a fine line as to what's being put out. I mean, you know, with a lot of the lines that were existing out there, especially when it comes to the lower quality, the cheaper costs, which unfortunately, especially with the way the economy is, a lot of business owners were gravitating towards, you know, what they get the most bang for their buck. You know, it's not really an honest way to, I believe, conduct business when you're just looking at the money aspect. So a lot of these products and color per se, especially, or just the hair care shampoos, conditioners, they contained a lot of metal oxides such as titanium dioxide and iron oxide, which small amounts of metals like that absorbing the skin all the time was just terrible. And you know, when you're talking about the FDA, it's on a fine line. They do just as much as they physically can with getting through that, and sometimes it slips through the cracks, you know, and that's something that people got to be careful of, because just because it's cheap doesn't mean you're always getting a good deal. You know, it's not going to work out in the future. There is a lot of rules and regulations. You know, it's just people got to be aware of this. It's, you know, I'm all for saving money, and I'm all for, you know, trying to get the best deals possible, but at what expense? If it's going to compromise your health, it might not be worth it. There's other routes to go. There is a lot of rules and regulations, though. You know.
But and do they come every once in a while and inspect your salons for certain things?
OSHA. While in Newington here, we have to have a salon license. Some towns have them, some towns don't. So our town puts us through regulations of what we can and cannot do. And then OSHA, yes, they come out once a year. Sometimes twice a year, and they go through and make sure we have all the requirements for our salon to make sure that everything is in tip-top shape, not just the cleanliness aspect, but to make sure that, you know, health-wise to every client is every precaution is being taken. And we take that very, very serious here. We try to make sure that all our staff is trained with the proper way to handle every client, or if a certain situation were to arise, to make sure everything stays on the up and up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I think that's very important, because not only do you want to come in the door and everything looks clean and bright, but you know that you're up to those standards. Let's go through some of your bullet points that you submitted to us, because I think there's some very good information there to be had. Since we're right on the precipice of summer, per se, why don't we talk about the kinds of products that you should be using to protect your hair and, you know, and scalp in the summer? And one thing, too, is do you say don't go into CVS or Walgreens or whatever it is and buy what's on the shelf? Let's start with that.
Well, I know it's very tempting when you're already in Walgreens or CVS and you have to run a quick errand, and you're like, oh, and you're looking at the hair care products. It's tempting, but you got to be careful. With a lot of the hair care products that are sold in any store that's not a salon, a lot of them aren't salon professional, meaning a lot of the quality and the ingredients in there are not the greatest for your hair. You know, when things are on sale, it's hard. I mean, it's great to find sales and everything, but when you're looking at shampoos and conditioners or things that are going to protect your hair from the color or the swimming pool and stuff like that, when they're lower quality ingredients and you're putting them on your hair or scalp, they can have, you know, sulfates in them that can dry your hair out and your scalp, keeping it irritated and more susceptible to sun damage. But let's see, Daniel has something to say as well.
Donna, look at the aspect of this. I would say about 50-60% of our business comes from fixing box color. You know, as great of an idea as it is, as walking to a Walmart or CVS and seeing that beautiful model.
Really?
On the front, you know, and getting.
50% you're repairing?
Without a doubt. It's honestly a blessing and a curse because it's a nightmare to repair them, but it is a large part of our business. We correct, I would say most of my week is spent correcting those colors. You know, would they spend anywhere from, you know, $7 to $15, $16, and it's a great savings because you're not getting the larger salon cost. But think of what's going on. You know, in any business, these businesses are looking to make money. They're manufacturing at the cheapest possible amount they can at the lowest quality products. You know,
right. It's
that price of $7-$10, there's got to be some compromises. And there is. And instead of having your color formulated by a stylist specifically to your head to deal with multiple issues, your underlying pigments and tones that are in your head and what would be best for you, they're covering such a wide range of people, different ethnicities, different hair textures. So they pack it with high ammonia products and very, very aggressive, acidic colors to be able to try to cover such a wide variety of people. The end result is 9 times out of 10, the color doesn't come even remotely close to what's on the picture of the box. And it's usually a worse situation than they would have had before if they would have got it done with a professional. And unfortunately, when it comes time to get it fixed, it usually costs anywhere from twice to three times as much. You know, it's just common sense at that point. People got to be aware there's, you know, if it sounds too good to be true sometimes, just look into it a little bit further.
Well, if we're reading labels, like I have to read labels because of a gluten-free diet, making sure I don't have wheat and all of that, what should we be looking out for in terms of reading the labels of certain products? What to stay away from, what to actually purchase? Say we're in between going to a salon and getting a high-quality product. What should we do?
Well, there's a lot of information available out there as to what to look for, but just some of the key ones that I would be on the prowl for, especially when it comes to parabens and sulfates for shampoos and conditioners. These shampoos and conditioners are packed, especially the store brand ones, the cheaper brands. It's packed with these products that just clog up the hair, and it's doing exactly what it's supposed to do. It's cleaning the hair. You will have clean hair. But it is uncontrollable, and it, you know, some of the studies that they've done with some of these parabens and sulfates, it's very, very dangerous to your health. You know, you'll have very clean hair, but it will kind of look like a Brillo pad. It's hard for us to manage or even control any of the flyaways. Those would be some of the keywords. You know, negative ion technology when it comes to some of your styling tools. That's another way it would go. You know, the flat irons that are out there. You know, looking for. You know, instead of going ceramic, which is older technology, start looking for maybe titanium plating or, you know, going that measure. Some of these keywords are things you want to be on the lookout for.
So say those keywords again for us, in terms of the do's and don'ts.
You want to see if you can get any shampoo or conditioner that's paraben or sulfate free. Our line that we've created is completely free of them. It's just something you don't want to get. And one of the other bigger things to that note when it comes to products, everybody loves the great lather with the shampoo. That lather is one of those parabens and sulfates. That's, you know, it does lather well, but it's stripping everything out of the hair. It's designed to scrub everything out. And, you know, some of them are a little bit more harsher than others, and it could potentially be dangerous to you. You know, there's been studies tracing it to you know, to breast cancer and to early development with children. You know, it's incredible what's in these. But parabens and sulfates, you definitely want to stay away from. These are your daily products they'd be using, you know, in your shower.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I just wanted to also, parabens and sulfates are also, I would stay away from them in a cosmetic or moisturizers and anything that you were to put on your skin, because just like it irritates your scalp and stuff like that, can do the same thing with face creams and as well as cosmetics.
Okay. Well, that's very good to know. Now, are these very common ingredients then across all product lines? Is that a fair statement?
That is a very fair statement. That's very true. It's okay. Unfortunately very cheap for them to manufacture, and you know, mm-hmm. that's what sticks out to a lot of manufacturers. So,
well, why don't we go into the fact that did you come to a point in your business where you just were so frustrated what was out there, you sat down one day and said, let's develop our own line. How did that come about, and what was that like? And, you know, and I know you said you worked like 80 hours a week. I thought I worked a lot, but tell us about that. We have another half hour, by the way. We've already done a half hour. Can you believe
it?
Wow, time is flying by.
It is.
Time flies when you have fun, Donna. That's for sure. You know, you're absolutely right to that point of when we kind of just got fed up with, you know, we worked with incredible lines, and I always did my, me and Christine always did our research before we got involved with anything. But without a shadow of a doubt, we're getting involved with lines that usually carry 30 to 40 products, which were always designed in a different region. We got tired of loving maybe two, tops three products out of that line. The rest were not right for our clientele or the people that we deal with environmentally and some of the issues that we have. We didn't understand why they didn't have some of these products. You know, between that or our distributors coming to us and just, you know, if we're supposed to be educated about this and our distributors are pushing, you know, certain items just because of either it's the hot sell in California, doesn't mean it's right in Connecticut.
Right.
So we kind of said, you know, that's enough with this. We're gonna find out what's right for our clients. We're gonna see what they love, why they love it, and we're gonna bounce those ideas off them. And that's kind of how it became about. And we started, you know, it brought our clients closer, it made us better stylists. It definitely educated us without a doubt. And you know, we formulated it based off people. These are stylists that are creating this, not, you know, a couple of chemists in the lab saying, you know, this should make your hair smooth. We deal with this every day. It's our job. And, you know, we got tired of dealing with the generic, and we wanted to do something a little bit different.
So how long did it take to develop over a period of time? Have you kind of experimenting with the different combinations of organic or organic chemicals, products?
What we did was, starting about 6 years from the start of the idea and doing our research as far as what, I'll say, organic compounds and what ingredients would be best for people's hair, and definitely doing our research on that, to talking to some chemists around the world to try to figure out what would be the best situation for their hair. Then, you know, going back and forth and coming up with a formula, testing it out on our clients and doing our test period to see what results we were going to get. And then from there, tweaking our results to make sure we got the best thing, you know, best products for everybody's hair. You know, it was a fun time going through and, you know, whether it was naming the products and coming up with all that kind of stuff with the ingredients, and It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of work, that's for sure, and mm-hmm. we had a great time. But it was great to see a product that you come up with and putting in somebody's hair and actually seeing amazing results. Having a client go, this is the best product I've used.
There was a lot of trial and error, Donna. Trust me on this, though. There was a lot of trial and error. It was a long time of saying it's not ready yet.
We need to change this. We need to change this.
So how long has it been on the market? And give us a – I know usually we save this to the end, but so we don't forget. And tell us how – if people are listening, how they can go and read about it and purchase online too.
Well, it's been on the market for a little over a year and a half.
Okay.
And we have it in our salons and a couple salons around our area. The way anybody can get it, I'll say, in the world, would be going to our website, which is www.themodernedgesalon.com. We have a little shop there that we have all our products on there that they can go and check it out, read the description, what size models are, and all that kind of stuff. And they can actually order right on our website. And actually, we were gonna say this, but I'll say this now, was anybody that's looking for great products, what we're doing until June 30th, because due to the show, for a show kind of special, we're doing free shipping with any amount of products. So this way someone can go and look. We're going to start it tomorrow. Anybody that wants to go on and look at the website, like I said, give us a call or send us an email if they have any questions about the products. But, yeah, they're more than welcome to check everything out and look at everything right on the website.
Well, and can you tell us about what kind of things are in the line? You have shampoo, conditioner, moisturizers. What kind of things are in the line?
Well, we have a quite a variety. We have, our moisturizing shampoos and conditioners, as well as our keratin-based shampoos and conditioners. Both of those are argon shampoo and conditioner. They're both great for, if their hair is colored or they have a keratin treatment. They're both paraben and sulfate-free. We also have a purple shampoo and conditioner, which is absolutely fantastic for blondes. It has a mica built into it, which gives blondes an incredible shine. The reflection of light is just incredible. When a blonde's walking down the street and they use that product, amazing. So we have a purple shampoo and conditioner, which is great for them. We also have our volume shampoo and conditioner, which is great for someone that's just looking for a little lift to a maximum lift. And as well as, we have our hair, we have two hairsprays, a heavy hold and a light hold, as well as a root boost and a gel mousse, two thermal shine sprays and pomades. And probably one of our best sellers is a lot of our treatments.
Our treatments are fantastic. And I got to be honest, and I got to plug this right now. Favorite product is our under construction remedy serum. That is one of the coup de grace of our line. I don't think there's a hair type out there that shouldn't have this product in their hair. It is fantastic. If you spend any more than a minute on your hair, this is something you should be putting in it. It just makes it feel fantastic.
Tell us again what the treatment is with the name.
This is our under construction branch of our line. Anything under construction is our keratin baseline. There's heavy proteins in there. We use jojoba oils, geranium. There's just a tremendous amount of nutrients and proteins packed into these products, one of which is our remedy serum. It's a smoothing serum that anytime you put a blow dryer to your hair, flat iron, or just wake up and go, just running it through very slightly is fantastic. This truly is one of our favorite branches of the line. It just applies to so many people, and I really highly have to recommend it. And that's the other thing. Anybody that goes on our site, I encourage them to call. I encourage them to ask, to question us as to what's going on with their hair, what they're looking to alleviate.
Sure.
What problems they have. That's what it's about. It's about communication. It's about just making things better, not going to the store and buying something just because it says, silky smooth and has a picture of, a beautiful model on it.
Yeah, that's for sure. And I'm gonna definitely do that the next time I'm in, and I know you have travel size ones as well, when you go off on a trip, which is very nice. I know I digressed a little bit from this list here. Let's talk also about the do's, have we discussed in the detail you wanted about the do's and don'ts of hair coloring other than don't go in the store and buy something in a box? Let's go through some of that.
Absolutely. You know, outside of box colors, I mean, you want to shop around when it comes to the salon. Just because you're walking into a salon doesn't mean you're going to be getting a professional
right.
color.
How do you find a good salon in a stylist, Dan?
That's an excellent question, Donna. In all honesty, there's a few different ways I'd recommend. A, you know what you like. Go look at, if you're going to go on the street, go find a style and a person. You know, if you're in a restaurant and you see this woman's hair, this is a cute style. Not only does it look cute and is an adorable style, but the hair looks fantastic condition. That's one of the best ways, is just being observant. The other thing is when you do find that stylist or salon that you want to try out, is question the stylist. We're the people that deal with this day in and day out. If we can't answer a lot of your questions, that's usually a red flag. You know, we should be educating you for you. It doesn't do us any good to have this knowledge and this education, make you look good, and go home. You guys have to know it too. If they can't educate you and if they can't tell you why they're doing certain things, you know, just ask questions. I can't understand why clients go into the salon, they're going to wear something on their head for 2+ months, and they don't ask a question, you know. Just, if you're going to put on a pair of pants, you know, for the next 2 months, you're going to make sure it's a nice pair of pants. You know, just ask questions. You know, they should be able to answer them. If they can't, that's usually, go get a good, you know, consultation. Walk to a salon. Any well and honest salon will give you a free consultation. Be more than happy to walk through what your needs and concerns are.
Right, and you did, because I, as most people know from my association with Dr. Corey, I have chronic psoriasis of the scalp, and you didn't deter from having me as a customer whatsoever, which is very good. And that's what attracted me, because of, you know, the advertisements regarding your organic products and your line and all of that. But another thing, you know, you walk in there and you see videos of a lot of the styles that you do or events that you've done. Now, people look and they see, it's almost like the beauty of a horse's mane, but multicolored. You know, tell us how you develop these styles, whether it's for some type of a event or a wedding or whatnot. If people look at our sites and we see these very stunning hairstyles and multicolor, what does it take to do something like that?
In all honesty, Donna, it can be as simple or as hard as we make it out to be. And the beautiful thing about when you walk into our salon or some of the pictures that we post, the thing that I can feel I'm more proud of than anything, this is the reason why we do it, is these aren't models. None of these people have been ever in front of a camera. They're not, you know, in fact, most of them, that before we got to them, their hair was either destroyed. We made sure we found people that either their hair was in rough condition, they needed the help, some of which are clients. These are generic everyday people. There's not film crews behind there with 30 makeup artists and, you know, you know, that have airbrushed everything and CGI. And, you know, these are everyday people that, you know, we utilize our products in order to prep the hair. It is, you know, we get inspired through many different things, you know, whether it be, you know, abstract shapes or buildings or, you know, just looking outside. Nature is a beautiful inspiration, you know. So there's different themes. We try to keep up on it. We try to, every few months, we try to get a few individuals who is either hair is in the state or maybe need some help, and we completely pull a 180 on them, you know, we'll have a different theme with it, and we'll just have a lot of fun. You know, Christine and Nicole, Rayanne, and myself, we'll have a ball just really creating. You know, a lot of it is either inspired, a lot of it is just, you know, just the natural artistry that kind of pours through our veins.
Mm-hmm. Well, do clients request that they would have a look such as the one I'm looking at with the redhead with the multicolor look of pink, blues, and oranges, and it all just goes together so wonderfully well. How do you approach some to do something like that with someone? What is the time component and is it, you know, do you do all that in one shot so that you get all of those colors?
Well, we try not to rush any of our services here. Whatever we do, we take our time, and and really make sure that the client understands the process it's going to take in order to get their hair the way in that order. We do a lot of fashion colors, whether they're the vibrant blues and oranges or greens. If a client's ready to say, hey, listen, I'm ready to do something different, something fun, and, you know, we're like, okay, and they're like, it doesn't matter what color it is. You know, we make sure, obviously, whatever we do, in the aspect of fashion colors, there's a right and wrong way of doing it. You don't want someone to, you know, color the whole entire head blue or orange and say, okay, ta-da. You want it to look presentable. You want them to still look fashion forward, but enough to give them that inspiration or pop of color to just jazz them up, to make them feel really good about themselves, where someone's like, I love that color. I love that pop of color. You know, mm-hmm. So if someone's more hesitant, we might pop in, you know, a fashion color of blue extension in their hair so they can kind of feel it out and try something different. You know, we're right. Always telling clients, have fun. You know, it's hair. Enjoy. You know, hair is... It's great. You can cut it all off. You can color it. You can really, it just makes you feel good about yourself.
Well, we'll share with the audience what you told me the other day on the phone. There's some fallacies regarding hair color in general, in that they're afraid that if they do it any sooner than, I don't know, what is it, 60 days or something, your hair is going to fall out. What is really the truth about the framework with regard to hair coloring itself, if you use good products?
To be honest with you, if you use good products and you're looking to color your hair, I have clients that go anywhere from 2 to 3 weeks to 6 to 10 weeks. That's a personal preference. It just depends on how, you know, if your roots are really getting to you. But when it comes to, you know, if you overcolor your hair, when you're using good products, there's really no such thing, you know, especially if you're touching up your roots. Now, if you go to a salon and they're constantly running, you know, the highlights through their hair over and over, and it starts becoming over-processed, you know, a lot of stylists, they aren't sure with, you know, they want to refresh the color, and they run it through every time without using glazes that have a lot more nourishment than your average color. They kind of just try to speed everything up, and they kind of just slap it on the head. But when it comes to, there is really no good or bad time frame. It just, that's a personal preference, as far as if you wanted to go every 3 weeks to have your roots touched up, you're fine, just as much as if you wanted to go every 10 weeks. There's really no rule of thumb. It just depends on how...
As long as it's done correctly, Donna, that's all that matters.
Right.
It's got to be done correctly. It's got to be done tastefully. And it's got to be prepared. You know, the hair has to be prepped right. If you walked into our salon and you saw one of the pictures on the wall and you're like, you know what, I want that. We'll
mm-hmm.
sit down. We'll discuss with you what your options are and what would look good, what wouldn't look good with you, and
right.
what you can expect and what's practical.
Well, doesn't it have to do with texture as well? Because I know my hair is very coarse. So I remember years ago when I was in college and they had the curly perms, and it took forever that first time to get that curly perm. I look like one of those people on the Moz Squad, you know. But
oh yeah.
But that was a style back then. But it really took a long time to do that, and then it kind of, you know, and then that fell out of favor, so I didn't do that anymore. But, you know, and given that, you know, if I didn't have this color, I'd be steel hair, gray and white. What should people, you know, if they have this color here, this texture here, what should they do or what should they stay away from?
Well, a lot of it, and again, it comes down to the consultation. We get clients all the time that walk into the salon with a picture of Victoria Beckham or Eva Longoria, and their hair texture and color is nowhere near there. It's not even remotely close. And it's just about being practical as well. What we like to do, and we encourage people, and I'm all for people bringing pictures in because you know what you like, but what we like to do is, if I could see a common theme, you know, me and Chris will look at you guys, we could see a common theme of what you guys are looking for. We'll discuss, okay, you know, that might not be right for you, but let's take pieces of it, and we'll incorporate that into your hairstyle so that
mm-hmm.
we can make it work for you. It doesn't have to be a carbon copy
right.
because what's for Victoria Beckham is for Victoria Beckham. What's for Donna Gore is going to be for Donna Gore.
Yeah, that's right. And Christine, by the way, do I will put up that little selfie picture? I don't know if it's that.
Well, you know, that brings...
Was that the only
cover?
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
hilarious.
I like it.
Yeah. Well, that brings tell us about some of the success stories. Have you had clients come into your with just maybe down and depressed and, you know, what just not feeling good about themselves? And how did you fix them up and make them happy?
In all honesty, this is by far, if it wasn't for that, I don't think I'd be in this industry. I love the creative aspect of it, but by far the best reward we can get is just completely pulling 180 on the way people feel. For instance, just for today, for instance, I had a client this afternoon I haven't seen in 3 years. She left, you know, she left Connecticut, moved, and came back. Unfortunately, she was diagnosed with a very a very hard cancer. This woman used to be the most joyful, happy woman in the world, and to see the look on her face, and she's battling diabetes at the same time. Her hair, because of the treatment she's under, is falling out, and her hair is a huge part to her. You know, as much as it is as an outfit, it's the thing that you see, you know, first when you introduce yourself, and the same thing you see first in the mirror. You know, she didn't know where her options was. She was considering coming to me in private, and maybe we should just shave it off. There was options, and we discussed it, and we picked out a style. We discussed that she was comfortable with, and you know, I turned her away from the mirror because I didn't even want her to see what we were doing. But when we turned her back and she saw the new style she had, man, honestly, it would take a surgeon to wipe the smile off this woman's face. It was just incredible. She was
really
thrilled
happy.
Ear to ear. That is what made it. And to that note, this is going to be a big part of how she's going to be battling this treatment. Her self-confidence and her self-image and her desire to keep bettering herself. You know, a hairstyle, something as simple as a hairstyle has a lot to do with it. And it pulled a 180. She ran out of here just going to show it off. It was fantastic. That is our joy in this industry. It really is a beautiful, beautiful industry for it.
I completely agree. It's refreshing to see people smile. It's so hard when people walk in here, you know, people, like, they tell you everything, whether it's how they're doing in their day or, you know, just their life.
So
you know, they're having a bad day with their kids or their husbands or wives. You're a therapist, and to make them love themselves as soon as they leave, whether it's a style for an event, a wedding, prom, just your everyday, for them to smile and walk out of here and go, I can't believe the way I look, I love it, is refreshing. You can't ask for anything more than that.
Well, it is. It sounds like it's a joy. And a couple of things I wanted to also ask you about, you know, like you said, it's much better to buy products that are good quality, but of course they are more expensive, just like going to a doctor that's going to give you healthier treatments than others. How do you, is there a way to do this on your average budget for the average working person? You can work with them so that they can still take use of your products, correct?
That is correct, yes. And like you had said earlier on the show, we do have trial sizes that come in 2-ounce bottles of most of our shampoos and conditioners, as well as our spray conditioning treatments, which are great, that you can try them out, and you can get quite a few uses out of them to make sure that it's something you absolutely love. Because our products are highly packed with amazing ingredients, you don't need as much as your typical, you know, store-bought shampoo. You know, it's a high potency of ingredients that it's just great.
To that note, Donna, honestly, that's probably one of the biggest ways in saving. Even with our with our larger sizes, you know, people look at it, you know, we have to charge a certain amount because we're using some of the best ingredients, but the way we designed it, the way we every one of our products are lined is for you to use the absolute minimum to achieve the most. There's certain products, in all honesty, if certain, you know, with our Vital Element products, with our Remedy Serum, you should have these products for 6 months to some people carry them over a year. Rather than buy four or five different containers, you know, you can just use this and use much less of it.
That's great. Yeah, that's a good thing. That's a good thing to keep in mind, because everyone likes to watch their pennies in their pocketbook, and you have to go for quality, not quantity. But we've got about 4 minutes or so, and I'm very curious because I know that you're always into doing things within the community, and like you say, bettering yourself in terms of education or going to exhibits or putting on shows. Tell us the kinds of events that you've been involved with so that either you can educate people or get yourself more exposure. And hopefully this show and our blog will also help you do that as well. But tell us the kind of things you're doing outside of the salon.
Well, actually, we were really excited. It was last Friday, I think it was the date of May 30th. We were awarded with Best Hair Salon in Newington. We had an awards dinner. It was great to be nominated.
Wonderful.
The Newington, you know, the town of Newington and our clients and everybody nominated us to win this award in competing against, you know, other salons in Newington. So it was great to show our faces and be involved with the chamber community, Chamber of Commerce, and other local businesses to kind of cross-promote each other to, you know, help each other out. I mean, that's what it's all about with us small business owners is, you know,
right.
One hand works as the other.
So the one thing we really want you guys to get out of ever, you know, being involved with us in any way, shape, or form is we want to make sure that we try to acquire as much information as physically possible, and we try to be as innovative as possible and be as educated and stay on top of today's technology and moving forward. We do that not just for our benefit. I want the common feel to be in here that anybody that walks through those doors, we can pass that information along to them. We want you guys to be just as educated as us. We want you guys to take this home with you. We want you to be better for it. So in any way, shape, or form, it's for you as well.
And you can train us so that we know when we get home we can't style it the way that you do, but with a little patience, which I don't have, we can still try to get it close to what you make it look like in the salon.
All you need is a little patience. You don't need much. You just need a little patience.
Yeah.
You know, obviously it's easier from our perspective standing behind you rather than, you know, it would be nice if your head was on the counter and you can do it yourself, but there's little tricks.
Right.
People think we're waving a magic wand. Obviously, you know, we're in a creative industry, but there's little tips and tricks that we can help you guys with your day-to-day life. You know, the biggest one being our products. Those are our tools. You know, it's not just a blow dryer and brushes and smoothing.
Right.
These are our tools. These are our liquid tools that we explain to you, you know, how to use them and what to do and what, you know, you don't spend 15, 30, 40 minutes in front of the mirror. It's only a few, you know, just to get it the way that you'd like. Absolutely.
Well,
you guys are very much capable.
Well, good. I want to emphasize, too, that anybody that has any kind of skin problems, scalp problems, that you should not shy away. You should go to these people because they are the people that really can help you versus going to your average salon or trying to go to the dermatologist who may not really know what to advise in terms of shampoos and all of that. Isn't that correct? Because I think you really know the science behind it and what's good and healthy. Right.
Yeah, that's very correct, Donna. We want to make sure that when a client, if there's a skin problem that they're having, just, you know, we always, during our consultation, we always ask whether it's a medication or if there's any irritations with scalp and stuff like that. That's, you know, that's our profession. That's what we do. And when someone that's brought up to us, we can at least tell them, okay, this is going to be the type of color that we can use on your scalp. This is what will help nourish your scalp. This is what will help you make you feel better, whether it's psoriasis or any different type of dry scalp, dandruff, anything. We can provide them with the tools that they'll need to take home, as well as maybe some knowledge or background information that they didn't know or they're self-conscious about, just to make them feel good about themselves to walk out of the house.
Yeah, well, that is so important. And you will take consultations over the phone, even if they're not clients for Connecticut, correct? Because
Yeah, that's fine. You know, we can definitely. I know when I first spoke with you over the phone, it was a consultation over the phone. It's harder to do a consultation over the phone just because you can't see their hair or scalp. But we can definitely guide them in the right direction. If anybody has any questions to contact us, we can definitely point them in the right area, or whether it's
It can never hurt to ask, Donna. In all honesty, it can never hurt to ask. You know,
maybe you can refer to somebody in their state if you look up who uses similar products, et cetera. That's what I'm trying to get at. Tell us your website again and your contact info. We're going to have to sign off for this evening.
Okay, so it's Modern Edge Salon is our salon, and we're located in Newington, Connecticut. Our telephone number is 860-667-4247, and our website is www.themodernedgesalon.com, and there we have our links to our Facebook and our email.
Great.
And if anybody needed to get a hold of us for our product line and they can't get a hold of us through there, our email address for our product line is sales@modernelementproducts.com.
Okay, well, that's wonderful, and we will be in touch. And Delilah, I want you to think about what color you're going to change your hair to with that blonde.
I'm a red fan myself, but
I know. I think I'm sending you a picture of her. So we're going to sign off for tonight. Thank you so much. This was a blast. We'll be in touch, and we'll be doing the blog. Delilah, thank you. Thank you to my national audience, and we'll have another Shattered Lives episode next Saturday. I'm crying.